The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says that the real victims in the country's ongoing border crisis are American families who suffered the loss of a loved one at the hands of somebody who crossed into the country illegally.
Our first duty and our highest loyalty is to the citizens of the United States. We want safety in our country. We want border security. We don't want people in our country that don't go through a process. We want people in our country based on merit.
And correspondent Ben Fox in Homestead, Florida, tells us he was among members of the media given a tour Friday of a Miami area facility currently housing more than 1,000 teenage migrants.
It matched up with the video they're distributing. This is, you know, if you think about it, this is part of an effort to show that the government is trying to counter the narrative that their children being held in prison-like conditions.
And this is SRN News.
For 17 years, AM 1280 The Patriot has been built by local businesses who serve you with top-notch products and services. Now we're in search for the next generation of business owners who will partner with us to keep the Twin Cities right for another 17 years and beyond. Our team specializes in working with local businesses utilizing not only the power of radio, but also forms of marketing like digital and social media. Contact us at 651-289-4418.
AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio, making weekend radio great again. It's the one, the only, Mitch Berg coming up next right here. It's the Narn on AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent Radio. You can now listen live to the Patriot on our Facebook page, and while you're there, why don't you give us a like? Find the link at am1280thepatriot.com. Here's a look at your weather. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s today. Tonight going to drop down to a low of 64 with a chance of showers tonight.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The shining spot of red in the sea of moldy, dismal, dingy, grimy, precarious, post-industrial, rusty, mostly silent, institutional... I'm sorry, I was jumping ahead of myself there. As the Northern Alliance, we'll get back to that in just a moment there. That wasn't my writing. We'll credit that to our nationally famous superior momentarily here on the broadcast. Where was it? Oh, yeah, my name Mitch Berg, my blog, shotinthedark.info, one of Minnesota's top blogs. Not that that matters that much anymore. Since 2002, and of course the host of the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network since 2004, going on almost halfway into my second decade, actually almost into the second half of my second decade dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, along with my colleagues Brad Carlson, who does the closer edition from 2 until 3 p.m. every Sunday on AM 1280, The Patriot. Just a second here. Everybody just kind of turn your radios down for a second. Terminator N, is that other news about Brad's show public yet? Has that been made public? Do we know yet?
I am not sure, but I would love to tell everybody right now.
I'd love to tell everyone, but I don't know that I can because I haven't heard the official word. Anyway, Brad Carlson heard from 2 until 3 every Sunday afternoon on AM 1280, The Patriot. And of course, King Banyan does the King Banyan radio show. Thank you very much. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, together with the Northern Alliance Radio Network, making talk radio great again. Speaking of making America great again, perhaps you heard, it was in all the papers, Donald Trump came to, well, not town this past week. Last Wednesday, I believe it was, he came to Duluth. And the carnival of errors started well before the actual visit took place. When I say well before, well, let's get to that in a second here, because we've got this first hour of the broadcast today is largely dedicated. Actually, I'm going to be dedicating a fair chunk of the whole show to what Dennis Prager calls the second civil war in this country. And it's a cold war still, and Americans being of fundamentally pragmatic and largely sensible people, I suspect it'll stay that way for the most part. I mean, I can see, I can see some people going like, I don't know, the fellow who shot up the congressional baseball practice on the left. I mean, for all the talk, as we've discussed in this broadcast for years, for all the talk on the left about how they expect this wave of conservative violence in America, it's projection, it's gaslighting, it's going to be them. I'm 99.9% positive if there is a hot civil war, it's going to be big left launching the first salvo. But it's a cold civil war, and it'll probably stay that way just because Americans aren't stupid for the most part. When I say Americans, I mean outside the media. And when I say stupid, I mean just not very bright and well-researched and ethical. And I say that because in conjunction with Donald Trump's visit to the Twin Cities, the media was there. And when I say there, I mean more or less there, but basically all parroting the same line. And when I say parroting, I mean recycling and regurgitating things that had apparently been in the works been written days or weeks before. And the reason I say this is because, well, here's a case in point. And by the way, this pains me almost audibly to be citing someone like the City Page's Mike Mullen on this piece, but he covered this, and when I say covered this, I mean wrote about it more or less from his dubious perspective as a all but card-carrying member of the far left, perhaps too far left to be the DFL PR agent that so much of the Twin Cities media is. Anyway, he wrote a piece about a woman named Anna Marie Cox, who has been a blogger almost as long as me and certainly much more famous than I, because she's on the left and with the right connections and the right pals in the right place. You didn't have to be an especially talented writer to make it big as a liberal blogger. I mean, I used to know the guys from Vox back in the day, back when they were a bunch of chirpy little recent graduates, and they're making the big money, and well, here I am. Anyway, Anna Marie Cox ran the blog Wonkette for many years. Now she's sort of a, quote, journalist, end quote, without portfolio, who lives in the Twin Cities and still writes and is still rather highly regarded among leftist circles. That's right, the same circles that think Trevor Noah and Stephen Colbert are just the dreamiest. Anyway, and she wrote a piece in Rolling Stone about the Trump trip that went a little bit something like this. And we're not done talking about this, but here's just the appetizer for the coverage of this entire event. And I quote, "If you're wondering why Trump came to Duluth, that's because Duluth is a reverse oasis in a place known for its natural beauty, good health outcomes, relatively low crime, and high standard of living. Like the most prosperous areas of Minnesota, Duluth is strikingly white." Well, like all of Minnesota, Duluth is strikingly white. Look deeper than skin. She wrote that. Look deeper than skin. Which, of course, she just did not. Anyway, it's just, I may not get through this before our first guest at this rate. Look deeper than skin, and you'll find Duluth is a struggling post-manufacturing cipher with the highest drug overdose rate in the state. Now, first of all, when a, quote, journalist, end quote, uses the phrase cipher, what it really means is I'm about to say something that is completely unbased in fact, but I'm basically pulling it from the deepest recesses of my imagination. And you have to accept it as such because I've just called it a cipher. Nyah, nyah, nyah. Anyway, struggling post-manufacturing cipher. With the highest drug overdose rate in the state, U.S. Steel closed its gigantic Morgan Park plant in 1981, causing a slow cascade of desolation that stilled the concrete and hardboard plants and emptied out the grain elevators. Today, the small city of 80,000 scrapes by on tourism and as a port. There's scrapes by as a port. That's why it's there in the first place. It's a port! Anyway, you might be thinking, Anna Marie Cox just doesn't know a whole lot about the state that has become her adopted home. She lives, I think, southeast Minneapolis. So she knows, by extension, nothing about any portion of the state outside 494 and 694. But I digress. Quoting again, there's a paper plant that has been on the verge of closing for 10 years. Duluth has a poverty rate of 20.1% that would rank it among the most desperate counties in West Virginia and per capita income just below that of Wheeling. Lake Superior's merciless beauty crashes up against a town whose shoreside skyline is dominated by stolid, brutalist mid-century relics and precarious-seeming industrial shipping contraptions, rusty and mostly silent. Downtown, every surface is covered with a thin layer of grime. It is, in other words, Trump country. No, in other truer words, it is not. And it pains me to say that that was not my response, that bit there, no, in other truer words, it is not. It is that of the generally hapless Mike Mullins of the city pages saying this about a woman who is in every possible way his exact duplicate, except probably a better writer, at least in technical terms. And it's one of those things that you can look at and read and realize that Anna Marie Cox had this piece here, and every word and exhalation of her coverage of the Trump visit written long before Air Force One took off. In fact, before it was fueled, and perhaps before the trip was even announced. Because it's basically the same thing that big media and big left writes and, let's be honest, thinks about every place that swung to Donald Trump. But there's a catch to that. You see, Anna Marie, and you've been made aware of this in the past week since this particular excrescence was released to Rolling Excrescence. I'm sorry, Rolling Stone, but it could in fact be have its name changed in the interest of true advertising to Rolling Excrescence, since it hasn't released a word of decent, reputable journalism worthy of the name since P.G. O'Rourke left the staff. Matt Taibbi, don't make me laugh. You see, Anna Marie Cox, and those of you who think she, like Trevor Noah and Stephen Colbert, is the dreamiest, apparently skipped over the fact that, unlike the rest of the 8th Congressional District, which did in fact vote for Donald Trump by a two-digit margin, Duluth voted every bit as much in lockstep with Hillary Clinton as did St. Paul. And the Minneapolis that Anna Marie Cox, reporter at large, calls home. You see, big left, once it takes its, it doesn't paint the country into colors of blue America and deplorable red with the little tiny brush that painters use to fill in the details, like a painter does when they're painting in the eyebrows on a still life. Or painting in the eyebrows on a model, or the little stems on the apple and their still life painting of fruit. No, they use a roller or a spray nozzle to paint America. If you're adjacent to the parts of Minnesota, the ones that Anna Marie Cox herself called a place of natural beauty, good health outcomes, relatively low crime, and high standard of living, the parts of the 8th Congressional District, which did in fact vote for Donald Trump, breaking decades of DFL tradition, and seemed to be very likely to vote for Pete Stauber for Congress this fall, breaking an almost interrupted 70-year tradition of Union Democrat control of the 8th Congressional District, run entirely from the parts that are the beautiful, the healthy, the good, the admirable parts of the 8th Congressional District. And Duluth is the outlier. That's the place that voted for Hillary. That's the place that has the most neo-socialist city council north of Roseville in this state. Anna Marie Cox, like the rest of the national and Twin Cities media, had every word of that visit pre-written. This is a social civil war edition of the Northern Alliance, and we're here to report a victory in that civil war. Coming up next, with a little luck, Andy Selick from the Minnesota Voters Alliance joins us on the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Patriot listeners, save up to 25% on your business cleaning services. Are you thinking of changing your cleaning company? Are you looking for cleaner bathrooms, dust-free windowsills, and a higher level of quality control? Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, owner of CTC Professionals. We specialize in cleaning car dealerships and office buildings throughout the Twin Cities metro area. You'll get high-quality service when you choose us as your cleaning service provider. Call us at 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com. As a bonus to Patriot listeners, you'll get your first initial cleaning at no cost and up to 25% off your first full month of service. We will work hard to make your facility as clean as possible without breaking your budget. So call us today at 651-404-0132. That's 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com.
At Salem Media Group, we are looking for sales professionals with a rare blend of talent and skill to be a part of our community. First, you know beyond any doubt that sales is your thing. And while your current situation may not embody this ideal, you are still committed to the consultative process, a sales method that incorporates creativity and partnership deeply rooted in a matchmaker philosophy. Second, you truly are a fanatic about prospecting. You love the hunt. You think about new business all the time and always have your antennas up for leads that make sense. And third, you are what we at Salem Media Group call an appointment procurement professional. That's right. You're skilled and adept at gaining a face-to-face audience with key decision makers to investigate win-win opportunities.
If this threefold identity describes you, call me, Nick Anderson, General Manager at 651-289-4408 or visit us at am1280thepatriot.com.
Here at the Kingdom Builders, relationships are more important than sales figures. We're not real interested in doing these commercials to pull you in with marketing. We're more interested in having an opportunity to reach out and establish a relationship with you. Matthew, my son-in-law, now works a lot in the office with me, and our goal is really to be great ambassadors for the Lord Jesus. We don't want to put our light under a bushel basket.
Yeah, I've just really enjoyed talking with customers and seeing what their problems are and trying to fix those for them, trying to get peace of mind with the issues they're having with their home.
We think the business part will come naturally if we have a good, solid relationship with you and establish a level of trust. We've just been immensely blessed with all the people that we've met in the past few years, and we look forward to growing our family of customers. We'd like the opportunity just to look at your roof, your gutters, whatever it might be, for a free and obviously no obligation estimate. Find us online at thekingdombuilders.net.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Talking about this week's episode of the Social Civil War. The battle, of course, is the battle to shut conservatives up in general society. Some of it happened in Duluth this past week. More on that in a bit. And some of it's been happening in polling stations around and about Minnesota for a generation now. And maybe there's a chance that can change. With us to talk about a victory in a skirmish in the Second Social Civil War, our good friend and a longtime repeated guest on this broadcast, Andy Selick of the Minnesota Voters Alliance, joining us right now. Fresh off his victory at the Supreme Court, not Minnesota, not public opinion, but the United States of America, just a couple short weeks ago. Andy Selick, first of all, congratulations. And how's it feel to do the big legal end zone happy dance after all this time?
I'm still learning how to do it. We've had our losses over the years, Mitch, and we've had a couple wins, but nothing like a win in the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a tremendous feeling for everybody that's been involved in this for over 8 years.
It has been. It seems like it's been forever that this has been going on. I remember talking with you about this back when Barack Obama was still in his first term. That's amazing. Tell us a little bit. I mean, this was during the first half of this show's tenure on the air, for crying out loud, when we still had two hosts on the air. Andy Selick, tell us a little bit about the background of this case. It's going back a long time. We can forgive people for forgetting the backstory here.
Yeah, well, the backstory, I'm not sure how to make it real short, but I know I have to. I was called by Dan McGrath well before the 2010 election. And he said, Andy, you want to join as a co-plaintiff? Does the Minnesota Voters Alliance want to join as a co-plaintiff? I said, for what? And he said, well, we're filing a lawsuit against Secretary of State because they're banning Tea Party apparel in the voting booth. So I said, sure, put me down. You know, I'm a big Tea Party Patriot supporter. And then I learned, and my name was on there, even before I started learning kind of what the case was about. So we found out that Joe Manske started with Colin Wilkinson, was doing election judge training, and someone stood up when they were talking about apparel in the polling area, and one of the liberal attendees stood up and said, what about Tea Party apparel? As you would remember, and your listeners remember, the Tea Party was a lot more in the news at that time.
Yep.
And Joe Manske said, no, you can't wear Tea Party shirts, and he came out with a policy the next day specifically banning Tea Party Patriots shirts.
And this came out in some of the arguments, the oral arguments about your case at various levels, including in front of the SCOTUS initially. And it was just, I read this and I just thought, this almost is like it comes out of bad TV drama. I mean, it's like the Manske or his people read off the list of apparel that was unacceptable. And basically, if it's conservative, it's unacceptable. And if it's liberal, it wasn't deemed to be political. That still blows my mind, Andy Selick.
Right, and I think the culmination for me is, you know, sitting there in D.C., in the Supreme Court, in a packed courtroom. There was over 200 people in line, Mitch, by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a surreal experience. But I mean, I think a lot of the judges, I pretty much predicted that we weren't going to have Sotomayor and Breyer after the oral arguments were over, and I was right.
Right.
Ended up winning 7-2. But Justice Alito, I mean, he was the one who probably wanted to take the case and grant cert because of his questioning, as he was the one that was asking him, you know, can you wear a shirt with the Second Amendment? You know, and Rogan says, no, that would be political. And he said, what about the First Amendment? And he said, well, yeah, that would be okay. And here we are in court arguing about the First Amendment.
That's right.
But that's not political.
Not a bit. Oh, and it was a 7-2 case. I mean, you even won a couple of the congenital. I mean, you had Ruth Bader Ginsburg siding with you, which I have to say knocked me over, even more than the fact that you all actually won this. I'm not that I didn't believe you were on the side of the angel, just sometimes fighting for this sort of thing starts to feel so much like you're trying to swim through molasses sometimes, as I'm sure you're well aware. I mean, it's been a long slog. And the fact that you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg on your side in this case, you could have floored me.
Yeah, it was a shocker. But, I mean, what the court ruled, I mean, Minnesota's 211B statute, It bans political and campaign material in the voting booth with recognizable political views.
Right.
And that's really where it gets goofy because, I mean, quite frankly, and I was on an interview with NPR, prior to our hearing, and I said, look, your listeners at NPR, if you walk in with an NPR T-shirt under Minnesota's, you know, statute, you could be turned away. And they go, why is that? Well, because a lot of people think NPR is political.
Yeah,
and he didn't really know what to say back. But that's the lunacy of all this. And Justice Alito, he had a real problem with that right off the bat. He said, you know, what bothers me is it's not even-handed.
Right.
And it's arbitrary. So it's all left up to the judges. So what the Supreme Court ended up doing is they basically said, hey, we're not going to draw the line for you because we don't really know where the hell to draw the line.
Right.
So, but what they did say is that you can't just, you just can't ban political stuff without explaining it. It's too vague. That's what the court decided. So now, since the session's not going on, in fact, I think our attorney, Eric Cardall, I saw a quote in Minnesota Lawyer where he called on a special session so they can fix this. but you know they won't. But the Secretary of State's going to have to come out with a policy, and we're going to be watching it, and we may likely end up back in court.
Yeah, I was wondering, so what I mean, the decision has been described as a narrow win, which, by the way, in legal terms, doesn't mean it wasn't a big win. So it's not talking about a win in a basketball game. It's talking about the how much effect it's going to have on existing law. I mean, basically, what did they do? They sent it back down to lower courts or the legislature. I mean, they said bad Joe Manske. We got that. But what are lower courts and other parties obliged to do as a result of this decision, Andy Selick?
Well, I think they're gonna, if they want it, they can get rid of it. They have two choices. They're going to keep the campaign ban. I mean, most people on both sides of the aisle would agree that we should ban direct campaigning.
Yeah.
And more than just handing out brochures or telling people to vote who to vote for. But in addition, if you come in with a vote for Hillary or vote for Trump, I think most people would say we shouldn't have that.
Right.
Okay. But on the non-political passive speech, like Make America Great Again or Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota Public Radio, any of those things, you know, someone's going to think they're political.
Yeah. I mean, there's a political aspect to almost any kind of speech you make these days, now more than ever before.
Right. So they have two choices. Let me finish that statement, please.
Yeah.
So the two choices they have is they can just get rid of the political. They can just strike it.
Yeah.
Right? It's gone. And they can say, you know, it's only campaign speech. But we don't think they're going to do that, Mitch. We think they're going to attempt, and this is going to be so much, and this is what's going to create all the fun. We're going to watch them try to do it because I don't know how you would do it. I wouldn't want that job, and I don't think any of the Supreme Court justices wanted that job. That's why they made the decision they did. You fix it.
Yeah. And I could easily see, I don't know. I mean, what's the safest thing to do? Require everyone wear surgical scrubs to the polls. That's probably the safest approach there is.
Right. So that's our best feeling, our guess, is that they're going to try. Because remember, they're smarter than the rest of us.
Of course.
So they're going to give this thing a wheel, like we can fix this. I mean, if it was me and I was a legislator, I'd say, let's just get rid of it. It's not worth it. But our message wasn't about T-shirts and buttons, Mitch. This case was about an abuse of power.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what got me and the rest of us involved when Joe Manske came out targeting Tea Party people. And at a press conference recently, right in front of the media, I said, look, assume for a second, John, you were an active member of Black Lives Matter, okay? Just assume that for a second. And the state came out with a policy specifically targeting and banning Black Lives Matter material. How would you feel?
Yeah,
and
how would you react? Absolutely. And you love to see these people try and put the shoe on the other foot, but they almost never do. Andy Selick from the Minnesota Voters Alliance, we've got about 30 seconds remaining here. What is the MVA's next course of action on this issue?
Well, on that issue, we just simply wait for the Secretary of State to come out with a policy here, and then we've already been informed by our counsel that we're just keeping an eye on it, and if it's overly broad... they might see another complaint. So
I love the optimism you have. If it's overly broad, are you going to bet your mortgage payment against it?
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't think anybody wants the job of fixing it, but you know, there's going to be those people that just think they can, and I don't know. So we have other battles with the Secretary of State. We had a full courtroom yesterday. The Secretary of State doesn't want to give us election data or voter data on people who fail the eligibility test. And it was just the most amazing hearing yesterday in Ramsey County District Court.
Oh, really?
We had a phenomenal judge, Judge Frisch.
Yes.
Right. Just at Ramsey County alone, 6,000 people who registered on Election Day 2016, they sent out 35,000 postcards to verify address. 6,000 of them came back undeliverable.
Oh, wow.
And then they get marked inactive, and then the Secretary of State, when we want that data to verify them, the Secretary of State, it's not public.
We'll have to talk about this soon, Andy Selick, sometime before that case gets decided here. Can we do that sometime soon here, Andy?
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mitch.
Thank you. Andy Selick from the Minnesota Voters Alliance coming off a big win that is going to lead to a lot more legal wrangling, I have a hunch, here in the state of Minnesota. Our election system just doesn't get any less inscrutable. Much more when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Pastors, you're searching online for that perfect sermon series that your congregation will really enjoy and benefit from, but you just can't seem to find what you're looking for. I suggest you give SermonSearch.com a try. Sermon Search is packed with sermon outlines from revered Bible teachers who cover every topic you can imagine. You'll also find images, videos, and analogies to complement your presentation of God's message. Be inspired to study, create, and proclaim with SermonSearch.com.
At Salem Media Group, we are looking for sales professionals with a rare blend of talent and skill to be a part of our community. First, you know beyond any doubt that sales is your thing. And while your current situation may not embody this ideal, you are still committed to the consultative process, a sales method that incorporates creativity and partnership deeply rooted in a matchmaker philosophy. Second, you truly are a fanatic about prospecting. You love the hunt. You think about new business all the time and always have your antennas up for leads that make sense. And third, you are what we at Salem Media Group call an appointment procurement professional. That's right. You're skilled and adept at gaining a face-to-face audience with key decision makers to investigate win-win opportunities.
If this threefold identity describes you, call me, Nick Anderson, General Manager at 651-289-4408 or visit us at am1280thepatriot.com.
Hey folks, Dennis Prager here for Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. I've been telling you for years that they have a beautiful family-run store with the largest selection of loose diamonds in the state. Now, Continental Diamond is the home for Breitling watches, the only independent jewelry store in the Twin Cities to offer these amazing Swiss timepieces, favorites of pilots all over the world. Check out the amazing selection of Breitling chronographs at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and find them online at continentaldiamond.com.
Consider Montessori, an educational model that is founded on the premise that all children are natural learners with curiosity. Hand in Hand Christian Montessori specializes in one-to-one learning instead of one-size-fits-all. Montessori activities work with children's hands and minds at the precise, critical period of a child's development.
I'm learning to be a leader by helping younger students in my classroom.
Learning is so much better when it's hands-on.
At Hand in Hand, I get to make my own choices.
Schedule a tour now at Hand in Hand Christian Montessori, where
preschool, elementary, junior high, private school, homeschool students
love, learn, and lead. Call 651-784-7988 or go to hihcm.org.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Should you have any questions or comments for the broadcast? By the way, the story that I wasn't positive I could pass on, I in fact can. Brad Carlson and the closer edition of the Northern Alliance has expanded, reconquered its first hour. It's on the air from 1 to 3, same as the headliner, every Sunday. So it's now 2 hours a week of Brad Carlson. every Sunday afternoon here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Make sure you tune in for that. So we've got, we were talking before the break, and before we talked to Andy Selick about the particular skirmish in our social civil war going on right now, that came around with Donald Trump's visit to Duluth this past week. And a good chunk of the squabble about, and a good chunk of the reason, frankly, that the 8th Congressional District looks appears to be likely to flip to Donald Trump is the economics of the 8th Congressional District, which have been dismal for at least a generation, going back to the 80s when big steel started to get snowed under by environmental regulations. And I can relate to some of that growing up in North Dakota. And yet, in this state, there is a intense push to push back on any sort of development, any sort of mineral development in particular. Mining, yes, but construction and petrochemicals as well. And with us to talk about one of the, and by the way, that pressure almost entirely comes from the Twin Cities and expats from the Twin Cities who have relocated to the 8th Congressional District. Well, with us to talk about yet another skirmish in that battle, the Enbridge 3 pipeline, is Bob Schoenberger. Bob Schoenberger, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, introduce yourself to the audience here. We're going to be talking about the Enbridge pipeline. Your involvement in the issue, please.
Well, right now, I lead a group of Minnesotans that support the Line 3 project called Minnesotans for Line 3. I also work in the industry for a construction company out of the Duluth area, so I've got about 37 years in this industry, and to be quite honest, I love it. It's been a great career. We do a lot of great things, and I couldn't be more proud to support what we're doing.
Absolutely. Now, for those who haven't followed this, and honestly, in the Twin Cities, it only gets a lot of coverage so far from what I've seen on Minnesota Public Radio, which has come out fairly four square against it and cheerleading for the opposition. The pipeline goes from near Edmonton, Alberta, the northern part of Alberta, through Saskatchewan, crosses the upper northwest corner of North Dakota, and slides down through northwestern Minnesota before cutting across and ending up in Superior. Basically, we're talking a pipeline that's going to bring oil and other petroleum from the Edmonton area to basically the port of Superior. Why does this matter, Bob?
Well, you know, the existing line 3 that was built back in the 60s, it's tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's had some issues. The coating on that line is failing. You know, and we're able to repair it and maintain, you know, in safe operating order, but it's getting more and more difficult. It's going to take a lot of repair to keep it safe. So really what it boils down to, it makes sense to just replace it. It's just like, you know, it's just like buying a new car. When the one you got isn't reliable, you need to do something different. So the line is it's in tough shape. It's old.
Yeah, I mean, trying to imagine keeping a 1966 car in driving condition all these years, especially one that's being used constantly. So this is a well, much needed piece of infrastructure. Now, and of course, this is involved in providing the oil that runs a good chunk of the entire Western world's economy going on here right now. So it's also a part of the economic development of a good chunk of both central Canada, northeastern North Dakota, and northern Minnesota. I mean, there's a lot of jobs involved in this, Bob.
Yes, there is. You know, just you know, if we go back in time a little bit and talk about when that line was running at full rate, you know, that the amount of crude oil that came down line 3 you know, is equivalent to, you know, well, really more than double what's refined in the state of Minnesota. Now, you know, again, so a lot of that went into Wisconsin, a lot of it went down into the Chicago market, some of it went up, you know, back up into Canada. You know, it's a substantial amount of product that people need, you know. So, and now if we kind of come to where we're at right now, you know, to rebuild that line, to put a new line in place of that, you know, you're probably going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 4,000, you know, boots on the ground construction jobs, probably another 1,000 or 2,000 direct support jobs that are going to last for the better part of a year. You know, these are all good union jobs. They pay really well. They support a lot of families. And I think, you know, you can just use your imagination to what, you know, what the spinoff effect of that is in the local communities, up and down the route. It's beyond substantial. I can't emphasize that enough.
Not to mention what's going to happen at the terminal point in Duluth Superior. I mean, the pipeline is supposed to end in Superior, Wisconsin, a place that hasn't had a lot of great economic luck. I mean, what happens to the oil when it gets to Superior?
Well, that Line 3 ends in Superior, Wisconsin. There's a big terminal facility there right now. So what happens is the oil comes into Superior. They've been in a process over the years of upgrading that facility. We've been involved with that, so I know a lot about that particular place. But it comes into Superior. Basically, it gets broke out into tankage, and then it gets sent, you know, down the rest of the Enbridge system to its final delivery point, whether that be, you know, Sarnia, Ontario, the Chicago market. You know, they have lines that go down into the Toledo and Cleveland area. So, yep. You know, it really affects the entire Midwest.
So not only is it several thousand good, solid construction jobs, not to mention spinoff and maintenance jobs for the long term for northern Minnesota, especially the 8th Congressional District, but it's also a lot of permanent jobs, both to expand into and at stake in the Duluth Superior area, an area that could stand to gain more and certainly can't afford to lose any more jobs.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, I've been in the Duluth area for, you know, a little over 20 years, and other than maybe about a dozen or so, the population of the Duluth is just, it's stagnant. You know, there's not a lot of growth. There's not a ton of opportunity. I think it's getting better, and it has recently anyway, but to support, you know, facility, an integral part of supporting that facility in Superior, Wisconsin is this pipeline, you know, just in the Duluth area. If I'm not completely up to date on my numbers, but there's about 600 and some jobs that Enbridge has in the Duluth area, and you know that's substantial too. You know, and these things, you know, they support a lot of families and do a lot of good and a lot of community service, a lot of giving in that area too, and they need it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a place that where every job counts. Everyone goes a long way in Duluth Superior. Absolutely. Yet, I mean, this would seem to be a slam dunk, but this is like any infrastructure project in that part of Minnesota, especially regarding the oil and petrochemical and mineral industries, is a political football. Enbridge 3 has run into some serious opposition, especially in the Duluth area and largely from environmentalists based out of the Twin Cities. Tell us a little bit about the opposition to this pipeline, then we'll get to what we can do about it.
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, they're very well organized and they're highly motivated. You know, it's the opposition kind of it breaks down into a couple different categories. There's those that think we need to just close the valve on fossil fuel and just stop. There are others that are, you know, some of the indigenous groups, you know, are concerned about water, you know, only.
Yep.
You know, and then there's just, you know, people fall somewhere between or maybe go back and forth. So these guys and gals, you know, they're really motivated. They're you know, they've been able to do some things the last few years to, you know, even embolden them further, like the, you know, up in northwestern Minnesota, there were some folks that tried to shut down Enbridge's pipeline, and I think there's three others around the country as a coordinated, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a domestic terrorist activity. And you know, they don't know what they're doing. You know, they could have caused an environmental catastrophe of just epic proportions just by, you know, by trying to prove a point. And
as we saw last year in my native North Dakota, I mean, the environmental catastrophe turned out to be the protest itself, where they left the hundreds of tons of squalor lying around the Dakota Access Pipeline. Different pipeline, same basic crowd doing the protesting. So the big question here is, this is going to be a big political football here in the state of Minnesota, especially in an election year. What can people do to help sanity prevail in northern Minnesota and get this line built?
Well, a number of things. You know, let your representatives know. You know, let people know, you know, what you think. You know, if you believe in this, you know, and if you believe that having, you know, reliable energy supply and lower prices is a good thing, then you need to let people know. You know, closing a valve on a project like this is only going to hurt the people who can least afford it, and I do not want that on my watch. So let your representatives know, tell people, support it, write letters to the newspaper. All those things, they all help. You know, it helps get the message out, and every once in a while, you know, it'll ring with somebody, and then you'll get an advocate out there. So we just need, people to speak up. For too many years, you know, we knew it was a good idea, and we didn't do anything. Well, now it's a good idea, but we have to do stuff to let people know.
Absolutely. Where can people go? Is there a website where people can find out more about Enbridge 3 and all the issues related to it?
You know, there's a few of them out there. Our website, Minnesotans for Line 3, is a good resource. Actually, there's some, and that's more of a global type resource. If you're looking for like project specifics or like some of the down in dirt details, you can certainly go to the Enbridge website. The Ag Energy Alliance has a website in the state of Minnesota. They've got a lot of good information and the ways that they've been supporting, and as well as Jobs for Minnesota. And so those are all good resources that give you factual data. You know, there's not a lot of emotion in fact. So if you're looking for emotion, it's a little bit tough. But if you're looking for, stuff that you can make good decisions from, you know, that's where you should go.
That's what we're definitely shooting for. I have posted the link to Minnesotans for Line 3 at my blog, shotinthedark.info, for those who need a handy place to go to find this. That'll be posting right about now. So, Bob Schoenberger, thank you very much for coming on the broadcast here today. Let's stay in touch on this.
Awesome, and show your support.
Absolutely, will do. The link is up. Make sure you go out there, check out that out, get informed. Thank you very much, Bob Schoenberger, on the Enbridge 3 pipeline. When we come back, much more about what happened in Duluth this past week. Oh, it gets better and better and better. All roads seem to be leading to Duluth today. Go figure. Northern Alliance, AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you're listening to this in a car, it's making sure you're moving forward. If you've ever flown on a plane from the MSP airport, it's helping you get to your destination. When Amazon delivers a box to your door, it's made sure the order gets to you. It's the Enbridge Line 3 oil pipeline. It's how Minnesota gets the oil we need to create the fuel and other products that we use every day in every part of Minnesota. Line 3 is very important, but it needs to be replaced. The best way to protect our environment is to replace aging infrastructure with a state-of-the-art pipeline that uses the newest technology available. That's why Enbridge has worked hard to create the right plan and the best way to make sure this happens. Replacing Line 3 will protect our economy and protect the environment while maintaining the quality of life in our communities. That's also why our group, Minnesotans for Line 3, wants to make sure Minnesota does the right thing and lets this project move forward. To learn more and to join us, please visit MinnesotansForLine3.com. That's Minnesotans for Line, the number 3.com. MinnesotansForLine3.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting enrolls for recurring text messages.
Nice game. Man, you're really playing hard today.
Yeah, shows what a great night's sleep will do. You know, since I started using Z-Quiet for my snoring, there's no more waking up getting elbowed. And no more moving to the couch in the middle of the night. You know, for the first time in years, the snoring's gone. And my wife and I both wake up feeling great. It's amazing. So easy to use. And it worked the very first night.
I'm Dan Webster, co-founder of ZQuiet. For years, I was off my game due to snoring. My wife Trina and I were desperate for a solution. And we found it with ZQuiet. There's nothing better than waking up feeling rested, happy, and best of all, in the same bed. So if you're ready to score extra points in the bedroom, get ZQuiet.
ZQuiet fits both men and women, and right now you can try it risk-free for a full 30 days for just $9.95. Just text SNORE to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text SNORE to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, If SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Join us, won't you please? Call is still on the line. Excellent, let's do that. We're talking about the second social civil war going on in America, of course. In the first segment, before we talked to Andy Selick, we were talking about the mainstream media's approach to Donald Trump's visit to Duluth this past Wednesday. And we're going to come back to that in a moment here because part of, and we're probably going to kick off the second hour with that as well, because there's a disturbing episode that happened that's really a symptom of everything that's wrong with our second civil war, especially the way our opponents are handling it. But first, let's go to the phones in Burnsville. Senator Dan Hall joins us. Senator Hall, welcome to the Northern Alliance.
Hey, hi, Mitch. Nice to hear you.
Nice to be heard. Thank you very much. Great having you on the broadcast as always. What's up today?
I was just driving, and of course, I heard your discussion on what someone can wear at a polling booth, and the Supreme Court decision came down. I was really eager, in one sense, to hear what the Supreme Court was going to say. I couldn't imagine that they would put restrictions on it. And I want to give you a little bit why. Well, once I heard it, we've already started to look at some legislation to say what somebody can and cannot wear. And from my point of view, there ought to be no restrictions on what somebody can wear.
I agree.
I don't care if they wear the campaign T-shirt. And let me tell you why. 20 years ago, my son, Aaron, who's now a lawyer, he ran in Burnsville, and we were all really new at campaigning and how that all worked. And by no means did we read up too much on the laws, because we kind of went by common sense.
Right.
And you know, put up the signs, and we knew there were restrictions about putting signs close to polling booths. But the day I went to vote, I had my son's T-shirt on. Because I was proud of my son, and I thought there's no way they can restrict what I can wear. And am I influencing anybody? No.
Right.
Probably not at all. But I was a proud father, and I just think our First Amendment gives us this freedom of speech, and to me, you ought to be able to wear anything. I mean, there may be some things that would be really rude or vulgar. You know, that's stupidity, but I still think there should be nothing as far as restrictions. But I did want to know.
I agree with you. First of all, before we move on, Senator Hall, I agree with you in principle, but there's just one complication I can see, and that is if you wear, say, a campaign T-shirt, say your son's campaign, or a Dan Hall for Senate T-shirt into the polling station, if you can do that on First Amendment grounds, which I don't disagree with, what's to stop you from actually starting to actively proselytize for Senator Dan Hall or whomever in the polling station? And believe me, living in St. Paul, I know darned well someone will start proselytize for the other side in polling stations. What would there be to stop that? And should we stop that?
Well, I'm not sure we should. That's a discussion between two people.
Good
whether
point.
They're wearing something one side or the other, to me that makes no difference. When I get to the polling booth, I'm in a private place and I'm going to vote what I want. So I don't know. I'm sure it looks at, there's a discussion because somebody sees something like that, but to me, it's not a big deal, and it's freedom of speech.
I agree.
We just got to try to get back to that.
I do. I agree with you right there, and I hope we can exert some pressure on our Secretary of State, or who knows, maybe even get a new, better Secretary of State this November to help push us in that direction. I'm coming around to your point of view on this, Senator Hall. Let's drop all the restrictions and let people think for themselves and be, I don't know, free adults in a free country with the liberty to make their own decisions for themselves. I couldn't agree with you more, Senator Hall.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, and I'll keep listening to you. You got a great program.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, and God bless in the Senate this upcoming year. And goodness knows you're one of the good ones that we need to have you in there doing for this exact reason. Absolutely, I cannot agree more. It is it would be best, I think, just to drop all restrictions, let people do their own deciding for them. Now, that being said, you know, and we've heard this from people on this broadcast over the years. In fact, I remember quite clearly interviewing a Somali Republican who was running for office on the West Bank. And yeah, you had people walking into the polls who are basically polling, I mean, Democrat field workers who were Somalis walking into the polling stations in the West Bank, which are heavily Somali, and telling people in Somali, which most of the election judges don't understand because they're not Somalis, basically telling them, yeah, vote Democrat or the Republicans are going to ship you out, send you back overseas. Now, again, free speech is free speech. And even if it's free, noxious, terrible, stupid speech, it's still free. That's the choice we have to make in this country here. And by the way, this is, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that we have people who are supposed to be fighting for our civil liberties in this country. The American Civil Liberties Union hasn't quite made it official. I mean, they used to speak up on these sorts of issues in favor of civil liberties. But this past week, the news came out, leaked memos show that former civil liberties and current civil privileges group really just doesn't fuss much about actual freedom anymore. This one article came out in Reason magazine this past week, and I quote, "The American Civil Liberties Union will weigh its interest in protecting the First Amendment against other commitments to social justice, racial equality, and women's rights, given the possibility that offensive speech might undermine ACLU goals. Quote, our defensive speech may have a greater or lesser harmful impact on the equality and justice work to which we're also committed," wrote ACLU staffers at a confidential memo obtained by former board member Wendy Kaminer, who will never do lunch in Midtown Manhattan again. So, if you're counting on the ACLU, which, by the way, has been wrong on many issues for many years, most notably the Second Amendment, if you're counting on them to be four-square opponents of at least the First Amendment, as they used to be, no more. They've gone full woke social justice warrior. Civil rights are yours to defend nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be your own civil liberties union, which is why we're here, Northern Alliance Radio Network fans. More on what happened in Duluth when we come back on the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. We've got to fight the powers that be.
The check engine light is on in Washington, but politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. In the 2017 annual report by the Social Security Administration, it states that in 2035, payroll taxes and other income will be sufficient to pay only 75% of program costs. What does that mean for your Social Security benefit? When should you start taking benefits? When should your spouse? And how can you get every dollar out of Social Security you're rightfully entitled to? Find out what your choices could be by getting a complimentary copy of the Social Security Decision Guide from Lifestyle Financial and Tax Advisors. Call right now at 763-225-2428 and we'll send you the complimentary guide. Find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you're rightfully entitled to. Call 763-225-2428. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, You could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit **734. That's **734. **734.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-458-3263. That's 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.